From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns concludes his 10th message in a series on the 11th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews. The text is verses 20 through 22, verses which speak of the faith of three outstanding Old Testament saints, Jacob, Isaac, and Joseph. Essentially, this passage records three death scenes, and they reveal the expectancy and confidence with which these men faced eternity. Dr. Cairns has been focusing on three thoughts embodied in these verses: faith, family, and future. Dr. Cairns preached this message a number of years ago on the Sunday which preceded Thanksgiving Day. Yet there are many elements of the text which are appropriate to that season. Through the testimony of these patriarchs, we see that the light of faith dispels the darkness of death. Christians are to live and die with their eyes on Christ. Certainly, the passage has a strong emphasis on family and the importance of leaving a spiritual legacy to our children. To see them saved and living for God is of far greater importance than leaving them only material things. Then Jacob, Isaac, and Joseph all spoke of the future, as they looked forward to God fulfilling His promises to their posterity, ultimately brought to pass in the coming of Christ, the promised seed, through whom all families of the earth should be blessed. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the final portion of this message entitled, A Faith That Brightens Even the Grave. Before he comes, please enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his collection called Morning by Morning. This morning's text comes from Romans chapter 8 and verse 30. Whom He justified, them He also glorified. Here is a precious truth for thee, believer. Thou mayest be poor, or in suffering, or unknown, but for thine encouragement take a review of thy calling, and the consequences that flow from it, and especially that blessed result here spoken of. As surely as thou art God's child today, so surely shall all thy trials soon be at an end, and thou shalt be rich to all the intents of bliss. Wait a while, and that weary head shall wear the crown of glory, and that hand of labor shall grasp the palm branch of victory. Lament not thy troubles, but rather rejoice that ere long thou wilt be where there shall be neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. The chariots of fire are at thy door, and a moment will suffice to bear thee to the glorified. The everlasting song is almost on thy lip. The portals of heaven stand open for thee. Think not that thou canst fail of entering into rest. If He hath called thee, nothing can divide thee from His love. Distress cannot sever the bond. The fire of persecution cannot burn the link. The hammer of hell cannot break the chain. Thou art secure. That voice which called thee at first shall call thee yet again from earth to heaven, from death's dark gloom to immortality's unuttered splendors. Rest assured, the heart of Him who has justified thee beats with infinite love towards thee. Thou shalt soon be with the glorified, where thy portion is. Thou art only waiting here to be made meet for the inheritance, and that done, the wings of angels shall waft thee far away to the mount of peace and joy and blessedness, where, far from a world of grief and sin, with God eternally shut in, thou shalt rest for ever and ever.
Hark, I hear the arch eternal ringing on the farther shore. As I near those swollen waters with their deep and solemn roar, Alleluia, 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 praise the Lord, Alleluia.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're glad that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We continue to receive encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you would be interested in learning more about the Free Presbyterian Church, you might like to receive a copy of our booklet, Separated Under the Gospel, which briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That, and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts, is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as what is the gospel, how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century, and can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com. Thank you.
a great privilege to have a covenant to plead with God. Never fail to plead that covenant. It's no mean thing. We can pray for the children of heathen parents. Very often we can thank God that He graciously answers prayer and saves them. But I have a specific covenant that I can plead regarding Christian parents and their children. Plead it. It's a great privilege to have a covenant upon which to come to God. It's a great privilege to have a church with which to incorporate your children, in which fellowship to raise those children, to surround them with all the influences of God and grace and gospel. But don't sit back. Don't take it easy. But labor hard until you see them in Christ. Personally, savingly united to Christ. That was the blessing upon the family. And at the end of the day, that's the only blessing that really matters when it comes to the family. Then, finally, their future. It's interesting the emphasis on the future in every blessing here. Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. That's the future. Then we read that Jacob worshipped. The idea is that he was worshipping because he wouldn't be buried in Egypt but in the cave of Machpelah. And thus he would testify to the coming inheritance of Israel. An idea again that emphasizes the future. And then Joseph gave commandment about his bones. And it's interesting, the word that's used, Joseph when he died. The literal rendering is Joseph at his exodus. What was he looking forward to in his exodus? He was looking forward to that which we call the Exodus of the children of Israel from the land of Egypt into the land of Canaan. So there's a future. Can I say this? That death rightly focuses the mind on the future. Because when you come to die, that's all you have left to you. The past is gone. You can't grasp it again. You may as well try to get hold in your fist of the steam that comes out of a kettle spout as to try and get a grip on the past. It's gone. Nor can you hold on to the present. It's going. When a man's at the point of death, he realizes that the seconds are ticking away and the present is on the point of becoming the past. All he has left is the future. Death and the thought of death should focus your mind on the future. It should focus your mind on eternity. Where will I be in eternity? That's the big question that death gets home to our minds. There are people, of course, who won't face that question. When they're in health and when they're in strength. Perhaps at the point of death, you'll not have the energy to give it too much thought, but yet you have to face your future, eternity, in heaven, with Christ, or eternity in hell without Him. What will it be? One big thing that worries a lot of people about dying is their family. Husbands concerned about their wives, wives concerned about their husbands, and both concerned about their children. What will it be like when this generation goes and the influence is taken away? Well, you'll notice in every case here that believers can safely leave their family in the Lord's hands. always the believer can leave the family in the Lord's hands. When Isaac thought he was dying, he placed Jacob in the hands of God. Jacob could place the sons of Joseph and then his own sons in the hands of the Lord. Joseph could put not only his immediate family, but the whole family of Israel in the hands of the Lord. Our duty is to live, to serve the Lord in the home and in the family and for the children, while we are here, while we have breath, while we have health, while we have strength. We're to live by faith. When we're gone, we can be sure that the God of heaven will look after his own work and he will fulfill the promises that he has given to our faith. That leads me to the last thing that I can say about their future, and that is that, like these three men, believers can witness to the coming day of promise. It's interesting that each of them spoke of that day in his own peculiar fashion. Isaac emphasized reigning with Christ in the light of that day. Jacob, by looking forward to the cave of Machpelah, emphasized resting in Christ in the light of that day. Whereas Joseph gave instructions that his bones would be disinterred, brought into the land of promise, emblematic of the truth that he was speaking of resurrection with Christ in the light of that day. Now here is the threefold witness of the child of God in life and in death, in the light of the coming day of Christ. We can say we are now reigning with Christ, and we will reign with Christ as kings and priests unto God. We can say we are now resting in Christ. We're resting in hope. And when we die, our flesh, just as Christ's, according to the 16th Psalm, our flesh will rest in hope. It's resting in Christ. And then the day will come when they that are in the grave shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they'll come forth. I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. We shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. And at that time of the mystery, that some will be changed, Christ's appearing will call forth from the dead every child of God who has ever passed on before. The dead in Christ shall rise first. And then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them to meet the Lord in the clouds. So shall we ever be with the Lord. We have this day of promise. Reigning with Christ, resting in Christ, and risen with Christ. Now faith alone can take hold of these things. Throughout the 11th chapter of Hebrews, the great thing about faith is that it enables people to do and endure what otherwise could not be done or endured. Here is something that you can't do without faith in Jesus Christ. First of all, you can't die right without faith in Christ. You can't die right without faith in Christ. Have you that faith? Have you an interest in Christ, a saving relationship to Christ that would enable you to go out to meet your God today and say, as we were singing, it is well with my soul? Second thing, without faith, you cannot bless your family. You say you love them, but if you're not a Christian, or if you won't lead them to Christ, you're the greatest agent the devil has to curse them. There's no closer influence than the influence of a father or a mother. There's no more potent force in human terms that's brought to bear upon a child's development than the force of the example of a father or a mother. And if your example is to be a godless, Christless, rebellious, unsaved, unwashed, unregenerate sinner, then you're doing all you can to lead the children you love the same way. Without faith in Christ, you can't bless your children. And the third thing, without faith in Christ, you have no future. No future, either in this world or in the world which is to come. I trust today that the Lord will indeed lead you to Christ. And if you are a Christian, that you keep your eyes on Christ and fill us each one with that faith that brightens even the grave. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Just before we close the meeting, let me say that if you're without Christ and I can help you, I'd like to open the scriptures with you and point you to Him. If you're a backslider, I trust that even where you're sitting, you'll cry to the Lord to get you right with Him. If you're a parent, I trust that where you sit, you'll ask the Lord for grace to live by faith in Christ, to pass on to your offspring not just earthly blessings, but the greatest blessing of all, that of the gospel of saving grace in Christ. If you're a parent, I trust you'll ask the Lord for grace by faith to plead the covenant promise of God, to see your children safely gathered into Him. If you're on the edge of eternity, you're not sure how it is with your soul, make sure today. May the Lord bless you and use His word in your life as He sees you need. Lord, bless Thy word, we pray. Give fruit for its proclamation, and after the feeble voice of man is silent, Lord, speak on to each and every waiting heart. Remember our families. Unite them in Christ, we pray. And God grant that not one parent here will see their children cut down in death, only to be cut off from God. Lord, bless in a marvelous way. Give us all at this Thanksgiving season the greatest cause of all for thanksgiving. Not only are we ourselves saved, but all our family is safely gathered in to Christ. Part us with Thy blessing. Keep us in Thy fear. Be our abiding portion both this Sabbath day and until our Lord Jesus either calls us home or comes again in all His glory. We ask these things in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.